This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Mike Brooks. Mike is the Director of Product Management at Gather AI. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Mike, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology and your journey from where you started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the Director of Product Management for Gather AI?
Technology has really been a part of my life from a very early age. And that was coming in the form of, as you might expect, just interacting with computers in the early, late 90s and 2000s. As technology was growing up, I was growing up with it, and I was really excited about the idea of working with technology. As I got older, I got interested in software development. And that's what I went to school for, went to college for in Virginia, went to George Mason for computer science. And I really wanted to work with technology and be a software engineer. So that's where, how I got into technology. I started my career working for Northrop Grumman, which is a defense contractor in the Washington, D.C. area, the Virginia area. And that was fun for a while. And then I got introduced to the world of startups, which was a whole new journey for me. And I started working at a startup called At This, which was a data company that used social sharing widgets that you could put on your website. And we would collect data and sell it for advertising and in an ad tech industry. And what was really cool as I started to work in that space was just the idea of the sheer scale of that product. And I stayed excited about technology as I continued jumping around to other companies. So what's funny with my story is I really jump industry to industry. And I started in ad tech. Then I moved to a company that focused on internet polling and aggregating that data for businesses to get insights. And again, just working with new technologies was just an exciting aspect of my career. I started to make this transition from being really excited about actually doing the development to instead focusing on what should we build. And that's how I got my start in product. So starting to think about and getting to interact with different areas of the business in technology was a really exciting prospect to me. So I started working in product management at this company and moved on to another company that was in the email space, email infrastructure. And that finally led me to Gather AI through a journey of just former colleagues that I've known and getting introductions and learning about this company. And that's brought me to Gather, working in this really exciting space of inventory management and supply chain. What I'm sure we'll talk about, what's really exciting for me is it's a new fun experience of working with technology that combines both a digital product with physical drones that are operating in a warehouse environment, which is really cool, really exciting.
Well, you're giving some clues into what you're doing at Gather AI. So let's just jump straight into that. Tell us all about Gather AI, who you are as a business, what you do, what's the mission of the organization?
Sure, happy to. So the mission of Gather AI is to take the data in the physical world and digitize it to add more value to the supply chain. And we do that through our inventory management product. And for listeners that aren't super familiar with logistics in the warehousing industry, there's a really important aspect of knowing what is in your warehouse at any given time. And it sounds obvious, it is obvious, but you might be surprised that it's actually pretty hard. And warehouses have whole teams devoted to this. And what Gather AI is doing is really revolutionizing the way inventory management is done by taking what is sometimes a person walking through the floors of, or through the aisles of this mega warehouse with a paper and clipboard, and instead working on a drone that is flying through these aisles, through this warehouse, and taking pictures of the inventory and letting our users actually see what is in their physical warehouse without leaving their desk in their office. And it's a really cool product that is using both AI in the form of autonomy, having the drones fly autonomously through these warehouses, as well as machine learning and computer vision to analyze what is in these images, analyze the packages, analyze the boxes, scan the barcodes, and give this whole new level of insight into inventory management. We work with small, medium-sized third-party logistics companies all the way to larger retailing firms. It really is something that any warehouse, any size, has this need for keeping track of what's in their warehouse.
Very cool indeed. And obviously huge market potential from any size and scale of a warehouse, whether it's the biggest in the business or small independent businesses, all of them could benefit from this technology. Talk to us a bit more about your role as the Director of Product Management. What does that entail, and how does that cross over with the product manufacturer, whether it be on the software and the hardware side? Because obviously, you're an AI company at your core. So help us visualize your role and how that intertwines with the AI side of things.
Yeah. So my role as Director of Product Management is to help guide our development teams and the business on what we should be building, what types of problems we should be helping our customers and future customers solve. So how do we take this technology and marshal it so that it's creating the most value that it can for our customers? What it looks like on the software side, and I should say we are a full software business. So we don't build any drones. We buy drones off the shelf, like you could buy at Best Buy or somewhere. We're buying these drones and we're just running our technology on them. So I'm working with our autonomy team, our autonomy engineers, helping map out the roadmap of what we should be building, what types of features we need to bring to increase the value of our product. And similarly, on our machine learning side and computer vision side, working with that team to find what types of information can we pull out of these images? What types of insights can we give to our customers so that they're able to better monitor, better understand their facility? And really just, I think of product management as this kind of center axis that a lot of other parts of the business are able to wheel around by taking in data from all these different functions, whether it be sales or customer experience or engineering, and finding ways to synthesize that and guide the direction that we should be headed.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions. www.aldis.com.
Can you take us behind the scenes of the technology and data team at Gather, from the size of the group, the various positions that exist, and what the culture is like there day to day? Obviously, as somebody handling the product management side, you need to be relatively familiar with the technology. So speaking to an audience of AI and data professionals, help us understand what it's like to be part of that data and technology team.
Yeah. So I'll start with the autonomy side, and then I can talk about the machine learning side. So our whole company today is around 35 employees doing all of this work. And our autonomy team today is composed of three engineers who they're building different types of path planning and different types of means to control the drone that is in the physical warehouse. And so what this means is we use an app that controls the drone. So our autonomy engineers are writing code within the concept of this app that we have running on iPads. And what they're doing is seeing the drone, seeing what the drone sees, and processing that frame and helping the drone decide, does it need to accelerate to the left? Does it need to stop here? Does it need to prepare to take a picture? Does it need to land? Is it getting too close to something? So all of this autonomy and AI, these autonomy engineers are building the state machines and building the algorithms that helps the drone decide what to do as it's flying through this warehouse. And on machine learning side, we have all sorts of supervised learning, machine learning algorithms that are being trained and retrained to understand what it's seeing in an image. So as you might imagine, across these different facilities that we're working in, the types of product that we see vary a lot. So you might have things that are just boxes on a pallet. They might be coming in all shapes and sizes. And our machine learning engineers are making sure that our algorithms can interpret and understand what the image is actually of. What type, is it a box? Is it an empty location? Is there 10 things? Is there one thing? All of these types of algorithms need to be trained and continually fed new data to keep them accurate. So if you're a data professional and you're interested in machine learning or being on the cutting edge of how we interpret images and are able to derive things from them, it's a really, really exciting space. I think I can say pretty safely that this is the smartest group that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. The technology is just really amazing, the types of inferences that we're able to make just from looking at this image data. And that's all coming from our machine learning algorithms and being able to analyze that data.
Amazing. I want to spend some time now talking about the road ahead for Gather AI. When you look at the advancement of this technology and the increasing demand and adoption of computer vision within logistics, supply chain, it's getting a lot of hype, a lot of praise because of the impact it's been able to have in such a short period of time. COVID seems to have accelerated the need for more modern technology within supply chain and logistics, and companies like Gather are capitalizing on that. Looking at the road ahead, particularly the next 18 months to 2 years, what are you and the team working on? What are you most excited about? What milestones are you working towards?
I think just highlighting on what you said first, the huge growth in modernizing the supply chain is only going to continue to accelerate. So we're only going to see more desire for faster data, better analysis, real-time understanding of what's happening throughout the supply chain, and inventory is a huge component of that. So I think what we're most excited about at Gather is the ever-growing scale of the company. So as we continue working with more and more facilities and working in more and more different industries within the supply chain, we're talking about new ways. It's two different facets that I think excite me. One is the new ways that we can take this vast new type of data that we're able to collect, and how do we use it to feed it back into our customer supply chains so that it can create more value and more transparency throughout their logistics network. And we're doing that through taking the data and creating new features, new platforms to use the data. And the other side is right now we're using drones to capture these images in warehouses. And there's really many other applications that we can take this technology. So one is taking the drones to other areas of the warehouse that might be inaccessible today, whether it's a cold environment like a freezer, or whether it is packages that we call bulk, which are just laid out, not in racking that you might see in like a picture of a warehouse, but just laid out. And also excited about a future prospect, maybe a bit further than 18 months, but taking these drones out into yard environments with shipping crates and all sorts of technology. It's really just the type of product that has so many applications, because it really is just taking these physical images of what's happening in the real world and digitizing them and creating insights after that. So really just excited about the scale and the growth of the company in the year to come.
Final question for me then, speaking to an audience of AI and data professionals who are interested in hearing about new and exciting AI products and companies, Gatherer are clearly on the bleeding edge of utilizing automation, computer vision within logistics and supply chain, and a lot more growth in store, I'm sure. Speaking to an audience of potential future employees, as somebody who's a leader within the business, when you're speaking to candidates about Gather AI, what is it that you tell them or that you've told them in the past that has got them excited enough to join Gather AI over some of the other great companies trying to hire in this space?
Yeah. So what I would say is, if you're someone who is excited about working with new technology, is excited about working with some of the renowned names in research in computer vision and autonomy, and if you're excited about the idea of working at a company with a culture that puts their people first and puts their customer first and does this in a way that allows for creative curiosity and allows for a fun environment where you can learn a lot and wear multiple hats, then Gather AI is a great fit for you. And you can go to www.gather.ai to see more about what we do and see our careers page to see the areas that we're looking to grow in today and check back for where we might like to grow tomorrow. And really, if you're somebody that just likes working with data in a very unique way, then Gather is a company worth checking out. It's really just a delightful place to work, both from a personal experience and also an intellectual exploration experience.
Mike, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. It was great to learn about your own background, a fascinating insight and a look behind the scenes of everything at Gather AI. It's such an interesting space with huge growth potential. And it seems like you guys are already having a lot of success. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Gather AI the best of luck in the months and years to come. And I'm very much look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Great, GP. Thanks. It's been so much fun. And I wish you the best. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.